Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Well, our election candidate this morning has probably knocked on more doors than anyone else over the last few years, as she's standing in her third constituency, Kate Beecroft, Liberal Vanin, born in 1953, and as she is a lady, I will leave you to work out her age if you wish. Manx and proud of it, she says. She's married with children, lives at Union Mills. Her career has included running a preschool in Baghdad, which is a programme in itself, to managing a trust office in the West Indies, 20 years' experience in the finance sector. Good morning, Mrs. Beecroft.
Good morning, John.
You stood in middle 5 years ago in East Douglas at the by-election 2 years ago, now in South Douglas. Now, have you been parachuted in by the Lib Vans to discomfort Bill Mullarky?
I couldn't comment on that. I wasn't on my own selection panel.
Yes, just explain how you were chosen.
Selection panels sit and choose the candidates from the people who put their names forward.
So you joined the Lib Vans, then came in and said, I want to be a candidate somewhere, where should I be?
Well, that's right. Obviously, you can choose to not accept a position or constituency that you're offered, but you can't pick and choose which one you want. You can state a preference, but that's it.
So can I return to my question? Do you see your role now as to discomfort Bill Mullarky, who, of course, jumped ship from the Lib Vans last time?
That's not my role. We're there to give people a choice. People voted for Liberal Vanin in Douglas South last time. I'm there to give them that choice again.
And you'll stay with the Lib Vans afterwards if you will.
Of course I will. We've all signed contracts anyway this time. We were far too trusting in 2006. That's not going to happen again.
Middle, East Douglas, South Douglas, a lot of ground to cover. Mm. What has that told you? Has it been a useful exercise?
Oh, very useful. And I think there's really sort of stark differences this time to the other two elections, actually. There was more focus in the by-election last year on the national issues.
East Douglas.
Sorry,
the East Douglas election.
Douglas. On the national issues than there was in 2006. But there's even more so now.
So people worried?
People are worried, and quite rightly so.
So what in Lib Van policies will cause them comfort?
Oh, I think just about everything.
Give us a few instances.
Well, I think before you do that, you actually have to look back at why we're in this predicament. I mean, a lot of this stuff has been on the horizon for a long, long time, and government have not made any provision for it.
This is jobbing backwards, though. The problem has to be dealt with by the next administration, which you possibly may be part of.
Well, of course it does, yes.
Well, wouldn't be part of, because you're Lib Van, so you wouldn't be part of the government.
We would not until we're in a position to influence policy. But I think any rational and sensible administration would look at every single angle. You can't just say, we're going to diversify the economy. You can't just say, we're going to cut the size of the public sector. You've got to do everything. You've got to look at every string. I mean, I'm a Braddon commissioner, and that's exactly what we did there. We looked at every possible way, and we turned a deficit into a positive surplus now.
Now, you worked in the finance sector for 20 years. One of your quotes is, most of our eggs are in one financial basket. You then go on to say, and this was, I think, in one of your last manifestos, we should have the resources to help the older generation, but we need the finance sector, basically, to do that, to help the older generation, don't we?
Don't get me wrong, I'm certainly not against the finance sector. Far from it, we definitely do. But as I said, it's the eggs in one basket. We have started diversifying, but not enough. We're still too reliant on that sector. It's not healthy to be reliant on any one thing.
Well, let's look at South Douglas. Housing is one of the big issues, I suppose, there.
Funny enough, no.
It's not. What is the issue there?
The issues, the local issues, which, again, are local to the area, but the same across the island, if you like, are speeding, cowboy builders, lack of facilities for preschool children, lack of facilities for teenagers. Now, they are local issues for South Douglas, but you'll find they're replicated across the island.
Would you see yourself as a local MHK or one who's more interested in the wider scope of things?
I'm very much interested in the wider scope, but I think I just like people. It doesn't matter which constituency they're in. I like people. I like helping people.
And just a final question. Lib Van policies, do you agree with all of them? And if the Lib Van party says jump, would you just say how high?
I never say how high to anyone.
Do you agree with all the policies?
I obviously agree with the policies I've been in since day one. I've helped to formulate the policies, so why would I disagree with them?
And members are expected to adhere to those policies and vote along with them, perhaps, if they get in?
If they're stated policies, yes.
Well, I better give you some more time to get out and knock on a few of those doors, because you've got a lot of doors to cover.
Thank you.
Kate Beecroft, thanks very much for joining us this morning. You're listening to Mandate. It's 8 o'clock.